want to spend time on the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus here. Specifically on the Havana of the Nekuda of Machlokes between Rashi and Taisus. The Gemara says, Ikadi Amikot and Hayo Deloy Ka'avashol. And Taisus is Gairis V'Ka'avashol. Now, Abishol Shita is not the main focus in Machlokes. The main focus in Machlokes is Pshat and the Chachamim. What do the Chachamim say? That Ben Gedol and Ben Ketanim Konu Atzman B'nei Chayrin. So Rashi learns that according to the Chachamim, it's Shayach to be Typhus Agadol. And Taisus holds that according to Chachamim, it's Iyashir to be Taisus Agadol. In other words, in a simple case of a ger that dies to do my Zutra's trick, does that work by Agadol? Rashi holds that the Chachamim would hold it does work. And Taisus says that according to Chachamim, it does not work. You can't be kind of Agadol in this manner of my Zutra's thing. That's Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Now, what is the Machlokes? What's the Machlokes? It's Svara. The case, you have a ger that dies, and you want to do Mezutra's trick, does it work? What's the Machlokes? So it's funny to sit here and ask what's the Machlokes, because yesterday we spent come out the whole shiur trying to figure out if Mezutra makes sense. Not if, why Mezutra makes sense. Right? Yesterday we spent the whole thing trying to figure out why does it make sense what Mezutra did. Right? Mezutra somehow got there and he chaptais the Eved first. He chaptais to own the Eved before the Eved owns himself. So we're saying Taisus says it wouldn't work. So now we're going to start here declaring why doesn't it work like Taisus. The answer is whatever kashas we had yesterday, in other words, yesterday we asked, how does Mezutra insert himself at that split second between the death of the Aden and before the Eved is kind of himself? So how does Mezutra get in there? So whatever Hezbo we say, Mezutra somehow kachap, like Rabbi Chanan said, there's this split second where Mezutra could get in. Now, everything we discussed yesterday was like Rashi. According to Taisus, like the Chachamim, it's Yesh. Taisus holds that Mezutra's thing does not work by a gadol. So we'll start clarifying why doesn't it work by a gadol. Let's declare. It doesn't work by a gadol because Chachamim will hold you can't squeeze, you can't get in. There's no split second to get in. That's all. Now, how does that work? We can say in Lamedus that we have many ways to phrase it. It happens in the Mela, it happens by itself. It doesn't really matter how we phrase it. The point is, whatever kashis we had, Rabbi Chanan had yesterday, how does Mezutra's thing work? Taisus is saying that like the Chachamim, it doesn't work. Fine. Why it doesn't work is not so hard. The reason it doesn't work is because David Gadol chaps himself before Mezutra. That's the answer. And the Achrayim do give explanations, but all the explanations come to the same thing, that the Eved chaps himself before Mezutra. So the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus is all the Torah we said yesterday Taisus disagrees with. Taisus says it doesn't work, the Eved chaps himself first. So you see what I'm saying, there's no how you want to phrase it is not so important. The point is, like Taisus, there's no split second for Mezutra to chap this Eved Gadol. Like Mezutra, like Taisus, the Chachamim say, the Adon dies, the Eved Gadol chaps himself. And nobody could get in between. It's simple. Now, in the Ketzais, in Siman Ayin Beis, Sukkot and Lamed Zayin, he has a Pesach, which in the Hashkaf Rishon is very simple, very easy Ketzais. When you start thinking into it, it's a bit of a problem. I'll tell you what he says, just simply, and then we'll see. The Ketzai says that he has a shayla. A ger katan is dying, and he had lent money to a yid. So the ger katan is a malva. He lent money to a yid. He's dying. Obviously, what's going to happen when he dies? What's the leiva going to... Now, the leiva will be happy that he died, but the leiva will have a benefit that he died. He won't owe money anymore.
he owes money to ger katan, to not a ger katan, to a ger shein lekrayvim. I didn't mean ger katan. There's a ger that's a malva, stam ger, not a ger katan. A ger who lent money, and he has no relatives, and he's dying. So the leiva is anticipating that as soon as the ger dies, he won't owe money, and it's true. Who's he going to owe money to? There's nobody left to owe the money to. There's a mashkin. The leiva had given a mashkin to this ger. And the ger is dying. So again, as soon as the ger dies, he'll go and he'll take his mashkin back. It's his chayla, it's his chayfet. Someone else came and did a marzutra. He did such a thing. He went and he chafed this mashkin before the ger died. He went and he grabbed the mashkin before kaida misa, and he said that as soon as he dies, I want to be kaida the mashkin and the chayv which is owed for it. He wanted to do, I'm sure Mizutra was doing. He wanted to do it, just Mizutra did it with an avet, he was doing it with a mashkin. He went and he grabbed the mashkin, so that by grabbing the mashkin, as soon as the ger dies, the chayv will revert to him. What kind of kin? I guess even Yad or Chatzar, he had the mashkin either in his hand or in his chatzar. In a chinami, Hakubah would be over. So let's say in his hand or in his chatzar.
Why did he come down?
What?
He's not dead yet.
What right did he have to take the
mashkin? To take it in the first place. Well, the same right Mizutra had to take the other. I guess maybe he got Rishur, so maybe he didn't take it out of his house. He just held it in his hand in his house. So the minute that he dies, will be kind. Zatik Tzais doesn't work. Does it work? Could a person do such a thing? So he says, L'chayr, it's totally in this machlaikis Rashi and Taisus. Because we had a paskin, assuming that we passed back to Chachamim, that the way Taisus says that a gadol, you can't chap an eved gadol. It's the same thing, you can't chap an eved, you can't chap a chayv. Rashi holds, you could chap the Eved Gadol, if you get it in that split second. So the same thing, you can chap the chayv. So the machlaikis, the same machlaikis, just like there's a machlaikis, if you could do this marzutra trick to chap the Eved, same thing, could you do the marzutra thing to chap a mashkin and get a chayv? The chayv will be telling the same machlaikis Rashi and Taisus. That's what it says in Kassai. What? What you're saying is good. The Ketzais himself, after the Ketzais says what I just told you, he says the two machlokes not totally zebizeh. He does say what you're saying, that unless you'll say the mashkin is not the chayv, unless you'll be mechal. What you're saying? What? Yeah, but we had a Reb Chaim on Daf Hey. Reb Chaim said to Avart that in the mashkin lik the chayv, that in lamdis the mashkin is the chayv. When you give back the mashkin, you're really giving back the chayv with certain conditions.
Alone without a mashkin.
Alone without a mashkin, so then it's not possible to grab it from the ger, because what are you going to grab? It's true. But if you give a mashkin, the shmita passes, it's not mishanet. Why? The chayv passes. So Chaim has this hesber that in a mashkin, the chayv is in the mashkin. The mashkin stands for the chayv. And that's why the Ketzais would make sense. If it's only that, then Yechiel would be right. You can't grab the mashkin. Because if there's no chayv, so then they let the mashkin is mine. The mashkin is my thing. I just gave it to you. You're a shomer on it until I pay you. So now if the chayv is off, I would have to get it back. In the mashkin? Well, it's only I'm only a shomer until you give me back the chayv.
But the chayv doesn't exist. The mashkin should also go back.
So that's the thing. If you don't learn that the chayv lives in the mashkin, then you're right. Then once the chayv doesn't exist, the mashkin goes back. The whole ketzais would only make sense if the chayv is in the mashkin. Whoever grabs the mashkin could argue that I'm grabbing the chayv. So then it would kind of make sense. At any rate, the ketzais says that the two machlokes in Atali Zebizeh, Hashkaf Rishayna, the attack are very similar. Right, you have an eved that belongs to a ger. He dies. You want to chap the eved. You have a mashkin that represents a chayv that's by him. You want to chap it. Chayre, bashkafu ishayne. It's a very similar. They are very similar. No question, they're very similar.
The only thing is that the way we would understand the Machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis, the Machlaikis is a Machlaikis in Dine Shichver Evet Kanani. The dispute between Rashi and Taisvis has to do with how Shichver Evet Kanani works. Taisvis brings a raya from Gittin that Mises Habal is like a get. Machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis is not so much a Machlaikis in whether a person could chop the thing that belongs to a get. Machlaikis is, how does Shichver Evet Evet Kanani work? Is there a split second that you could grab it in between? But that Machlaikis Pashtos has to do specifically with Shichver Evet Evet Kanani. By a chayiv, there's no dina yisur, it's just a chayiv, you owe him money. By a chayiv, it would seem there's no split second in between. It would seem, l'kuli alma, that as soon as a man dies, there's no room to come. Yesterday we had this problem, that the Adin dies, where does Mazutra fit himself in before the Evet Kain himself?
So,
what? If I care, why is Rabbi Chanan saying from Yerusha? He was proving. What was this? What is the? So what's the Gemara Misa? The Dine Mamun. And then after Gemara Misa, the other things happen: the Shukra of the Eved, or the woman becoming Ois wife. But the Dine Mamun was certainly Bishas Gemara Misa. But you don't split the Mamun. You can split the Mamun from the being married to him. You can split the Mamun from the Shukra. But to split the moment, there's nothing to split by a chayiv. If I owe money to someone and the person doesn't exist, so I don't owe money. Nobody to owe money to. It would seem that what the Ktzais is saying, making Lachleks Rashi and Taisis by chayiv, it's a new thing. Well, why do we say it's a machlekes? Why should I say it's a machlekes Rashi and Taisis by chayiv? By Eved, is a machlekes Rashi and Taisis how the shechur works. That's the way the Ri, at least in Taisus, phrases it. It's totally how Shichur works. How does Shichur work? That's what makes Rashi and Taisus. If you want to try to figure out what a Rashi and Taisus argue, when you'll say they argue something has to do with how an Evet Kanani works. So for Taisus to come and say, who I did by a Chayiv, the same Machlaikis, it's Chiddush. Chiddush to say the same Machlaikis, it's Taisus. I don't know how we learned the Machlaikis. So what does that have to do with Chayiv? To argue how Evet Kanani works, not how Chayiv. Right. There's one more Nakuda here that the site is important, so I'd like to just go through the basic din and the Ran brings it in into our Gemara. First, let me just tell you the sugya. I think it's later in the Masechta. The sugya of that I mentioned the other day of Ani Amahapich B'Charara. It means if you see Ani Vladaka, you see a person trying to get something, and you go and you chap him ice, the Nikra Rasha. You call the Rasha. That's Eshtek and Gemara. Now, there's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus there where this applies. Rashi holds it applies across the board. Anytime you see someone trying to get something, whether he's trying to buy something, whether he's trying to find a metziah, if somebody is already putting effort into getting something, you're not permitted to come and try to chap it away from him. Taisus disagrees. Taisus holds that it's only by Mekach u'Memkar. It's only things that have to do with Mekach u'Memkar, which is that if someone's trying to buy a house, you're not supposed to go and chap ice. Someone's trying to go and buy something in the store, there's only one left, you're not allowed to grab it, you're not allowed to take it away from him. When he's on, you're not allowed to grab it from him. Taisus holds that it applies only to Mekach u'Memkar. The example I gave once was, my wife had told me she was in the store, and they had some frozen gefilte fish on sale. So all the ladies on Thursday afternoon were happy. They brought out a case, everyone grabbed. So she walked over, and there was one left that had somehow fallen into a side bin in the freezer. There was this little old lady with her glasses trying to examine the labels of all the things. So she told me as she went, she picked it up, and the lady said, you know, is there this and this brand of fish? And my wife said, oh, this is the last one. She gave it to her. You know, so for already for 50 cents off, you do somebody a favor. So I told my wife that you didn't do a chesed. It was Ikar Adin. That's only on Akar Kharara. Somebody went and was looking to get something. If you wouldn't grab it, so she would have gotten it. So it's Ikar Adin. It's Silo Rashi Slaita. There's no much like this. If someone is decided to buy something and they're looking for it, so you can't stick your hand in and grab it away from them. What? So it depends who got there first. Assuming that this lady was there first, so to grab it afterwards would be awesome. If you decide in your house and you set out in your car to go buy it, and the person's there already, so that's Bachar v'Naf life, right? I suppose whoever's there ready to take it would be. What? Mikra Rasha, which means it's Asr. The halacha says it's Asr. Yeah. It's. The Rashi is even. See, Rashi holds, Tosfos holds, that if it's something that's hefker in the street, there's some metzia in the street, the person's looking for it. So Rashi holds, you're also not allowed to chapa mais. If he's looking for it in a way in which he'll normally find it, you're not allowed to go ahead of him. On a metzia, also not. And Tosfos holds by metzia, it's mutter. By metzia, by davar hefker, Tosfos holds, you're allowed to, only not by nekach or memka. Rashi holds that there's no chiluk. This is the concept of ani amahapich b'charara, and like I said, machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, we paskin b'ikar adin like Tosfos that a betziah is mutter, but it says that it's Ramosha writes in a tshuva, and the truth is others write in the Yehuda writes in a tshuva before him that it's toiv lahachmir like Rashi. Okay, now these things come up; they don't come up every minute. You know, someone's looking for a parking place and you go and chapa mais, you know. It would seem to be, you know, it always happens. Someone's waiting to make a U-turn. He sees the parking place. He's waiting to make a U-turn and take it. And you're on the right side of the road. So you pull up and you want to take it. So it may well be that's, unless the parking place is in the Metzia. I don't know. Tosfos holds that anything you can find somewhere else, you have to go find it somewhere else. Mecca from Amka. Parking place also. It would be us even like Tosfos. No, I mean, I'm not the Harar. Even if he didn't do any, if he did a mice to look for it, even if he didn't do anything. What do you mean? Why is he doing something wrong? Make U-turn is wrong now, right? Okay, will you turn that if it's not wrong? Anyway, it's a very basic idea of Ani Amahatav Bacharot. How does it come into our sugya? The Ran brings it into our Gemara because the Ran wants to answer a kasha. Marzutra was a smart person. He knew how to work with Dinei Maimonides. If you learn that Eva was a gadol, we understand Marzutra told him while the Eva was still alive, while the ger was still alive, he told him, start carrying my shoes. But l'chaira, if the ever was a cotton, like Dika the Amri, if the ever was a cotton, why did my sutra have to tell him, start carrying my shoes yet when the ger was alive? A cotton, he can't be zeichet himself. Just wait until the ger dies and give him a shlap, pull him in your kainim with mishicha, but tell him to take your shoes then.
Huh?
Nobody else should be Zeicha first. Okay. Nobody else should be Zeicha first. So he was afraid somebody else would come in between. The way the Ran phrases that is that he wanted to be Ani Amahapech Harar. He wanted to start when the Ger was still alive. So Mamela, there can't be Vachav enough light. Somebody else will come and he'll also see the Ger dying. So, you know, imagine this Nebuch. This Ger is dying and everyone's gathering around, waiting till he breathes his last, so everyone can grab all his things. So someone else is going to try to grab the Eved. So Zakhtar Ran, he made himself into Ani Amahapech B'Charara. And Memeila, the minute that the that the ger is going to die, nobody else has a right to come and take it. The Marzuchel was Ani HaMech B'Chararo. While the ger is alive, he's already searching, attempting to get this Eved. What do you mean? He's still alive. He can't take it now. Well, usually Ani HaMech B'Chararo is that I'm interested. Somebody's selling his house, so I come. I'm interested in buying it.
So,
the ger, he may not be interested in, but it's going to happen. It's about to happen. So he's sort of waiting. Are you asking good? What? Oh. Alright, so this Ran that says Ani HaMech B'Chararo here would seem to hold, like Rashi, that Ani HaMech B'Chararo works even by Hefker. Otherwise it would do L'Chayra like Taisus. It doesn't make sense. But at least like the Ran, that's what he brings. So once I saw this Ran, I started to think, why isn't the Eved himself, if he's Eved Gadol, why isn't he himself on the Ani HaMech B'Chararo? Isn't he waiting for the to be a Ben Chayrin? Assuming that Stam Eved wants to be a Ben Chayrin. Isn't he waiting? Isn't he himself Ani HaMech B'Chararo? Isn't he? What? Yeah, but he was there. He pointed out Masutra can't be kaidim now either. It seems Masutra held that even though I can't be kaidim yet, but hey, I'm showing that I have my eyes on it. That's good enough.
You don't have a second. It's not even
I'm like the person who's further away from the parking place and I want to go get it. So you're closer. So you're on the other. I may be further away, but I had my eyes on it first. I set my goals on it first. So here too, who set his goals first on this? Am I so sure the Evan?
You don't have to second in between. There's nothing. It's not. You didn't have
change.
No change.
Why is there no change? If my sister doesn't do anything, he'll become himself. So if I cop the parking place, you won't have a chance. But if I don't cop it, you will have a chance.
No.
But David, does he have to do something? That's the thing. He doesn't know. David doesn't even know. David didn't show interest. Maybe. What? What? Chayv La'Evich, if you hold that it's a Chayv La'Evich, you have no Chayris. You're going to plug it into the Machlaikis Ramei and the Chacham. That Ramei holds it's a Chayv, so it's good. Like the Chacham, that's the Spurs, it's not a Chayv. Yeah, the Knani is a Din, has been Yehudi. Right? He's Machlaikis Mitzkisha. He's going to be Yid. So maybe, like you're saying, that this Eved never went to Yeshiva, he doesn't know he's going to be free. Could be.
He doesn't want to go free. He should have told Marzutra to take a hike. For the fact that he did it, he knew what Marzutra was doing.
He knew what Marzutra was doing.
And now he could have told Marzutra not doing it.
Could be. It could be that he wasn't interested. It could be. And that's why he carried it for Marzutra. He wanted to work for Marzutra. I don't know. I would like to suggest something else that maybe you'll answer a different kasha to. In the Paiskin it says that in Shulchanach itself it says that part of Ani HaMech B'Chararo is you're not allowed to hire away someone else's worker. If someone's working for someone, so you're not allowed to go after the worker, try to convince him to come work for you. But it specifically excludes a malamed, a rebbe, that you're allowed to hire away a malamed one from the other. And the reason that's brought down the Aruch HaShulchan, the way it's Masber, what says in Halacha, is that by Dvar Mitzvah, there's no din of Ani HaMech B'Chararo. If somebody wants to, is doing something for a Dvar Mitzvah, there's no din of Ani HaMech B'Chararo. And the Meila, that's why the Gemara says, Nikra Rasha, okay. So that's if you're doing it for yourself. If you're doing it for Tzarchei Mitzvah, So for Dvar Mitzvah, the Aruch HaShulchan says, he's learning Pshat and Shulchan Aruch this way, could be others disagree with this Hesber, but the Aruch HaShulchan says that for Dvar Mitzvah, there's no din of Ani Amarat HaTacharas. Maybe what Marzutra was doing was what Taisi says for Dvar Mitzvah. Only if he's looking for a different malam. Let's see what Taisa said. This is what it says in Halacha. But it could be Marzutra. Why did he want to chap this at it? Like it struck us right away. A funny thing: the Ger is dying, and he's. It's one thing in your mind if you're thinking, you know, the Ger's going to die. You know, Nebuch is going to die, but at least I'll make some money. It's not such a nice thing to think, but all right, we're human beings, are human beings, so people think it. But to do something, like to show he's dying, he went to visit him, he sees he's dying, so what's his reaction? Go chap the edit. It's not a fine thing to do. Unless it's taka that he did it as loylam behem tavaydu. Now loylam behem tavaydu is he not allowed to be mishachar in edit. I'm not sure, maybe, is there an Indian of Loilam Ben Tavaydu to make sure an Eved Kenani doesn't go free? To try to do a pula, then he shouldn't go free. It's going to happen by itself. He's going to go free, start and die. I'm trying to do a pula, he shouldn't go free. Well, it's true, it's not a Chiyuv HaMazutra. But it's a Kiyum, it would seem to be a Kiyum of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Loilam Ben Tavaydu. Yeah, but Vaista is that for him to do mitzvahs is not enough of a reason. Torah said, "Lo yomem tavaydu." If he's not mechayiv the mitzvahs, he won't do the mitzvahs. It could be maybe Marzutra's kavana was a kavana shel mitzvah. As lo yomem tavaydu, that he shouldn't go free. And if so, it would be good that there's no any amata tacharara. If his kavana was a kavana shel mitzvah, then it's good that there's no. What?
Right. How would that help him?
Oh, it helped him because someone grabbing from him is now there's no tayelus and mitzvah because he's not going to go free whether Mazutra gets him or someone else gets him. So Lagavi the Eved is it's afuke loyla bam tavaydu. If the Eved goes free, he's a bittle of loyla bam tavaydu, and Mazutra chaps and he prevents it. Now once Mazutra is chapping him for someone else to come and grab him from Mazutra, that's no tayelus and mitzvah. So oh, that's on the subic. It's the din of the oven. It's the din dafka on the oven. It's the din of the oven also. It's the dafka din on the oven. If somebody else is going to do a pula to make him go to cause him to go free, not even like Mamtavayda. Let's say the other one's going to be Mishachar. Someone will help by writing Mishtar Shechar or something.
No, I'm not involved.
Okay. I'm not sure. I'm saying the Derech Hefsher. Lachayrit would make sense this way, yes.
Right,
so here's the same thing. Once you're giving away someone else's Malamid, yourself. Right, so you need to be the time to make it over him. The same over here, why can't someone else take away from my Sutra and he will be the time to make it? Again, that's the same thing. Just like the Malamid, what am I doing? I'm chapping a mitzvah someone else will have. So someone should chap it from my Sutra, I'll take away the mitzvah my Sutra has. No. Right here. Right here. Yes. No, he did it this way. Look, I don't say Masuchi didn't want to be kind of the Eved. He wanted to be kind of the Eved, but at least there was a Teyelis Shal Mitzvah there involved. Okay. In Kabbalah and the Kabbalah, what?
Right?
We didn't say it's a mitzvah. We said because that's the Neshamayim, it works that way. The Talmud Rabbanan meant that the Torah said he's kind of himself. That's the way it works. Yeah, but the Torah is not saying I prefer he go free. Rabbanan's kasha was that the Torah by itself he would go free, and through him he's going to go. So therefore, what happens by itself? Apitini Torah Shir Akadim. That's what Rabbanan meant. He means the Rabbanishal wants one thing and Mazutra wants something else. Mazutra didn't want different than the Rabbanishal. He wasn't coming to be a theory with Rabbanishal. But B'nai Frey, Lamaisa, he does go free. He never would add an odd and is free.
it'll end up being a bit of Lila Bab Tavaita. But the pile is going to go free when they can do that. Avadim who are already Avadim, who already have a Knanis. No, because there's no Mitzvah Nagai of Lailan Bam Tavaydu. The Mitzvah Nagai Kanani of Lailan Bam Tavaydu. But in Rambam it says that if you have an Eved Kanani that wasn't Megayer, he wasn't Malvat Tava, there's no Din Lailan Bam Tavaydu. Lailan Tavaydu is only if he's Malvat Tava and became an Eved Kanani, then there's such a Din. So. Alright, let's begin the next Gemara at least. Let's see what the Nidain in the Sugya is. Nikar the Gemara is to klar have a klar kite and a machlaik surmei the Chachamim. Let's see. Kite is asrei b'kesef. B'kesef ha'idei achei remin avalei adei atzvei b'mayestim. Ilai mashalai midaitai. If you're going to say what shalai midaitai means, somebody's coming, he doesn't tell the Eved, he's just freeing the Eved. Mechti. Shamina Layla Ramea Dama Chaibu Levich Yasim Yah Rabbi Lacheris, Vitanina Zachaladim Shalay Bafana Vein Chavin Layla Bafana. What's the cash? How could you do it Balkarchai? How could you do it against his will? So we're not going to answer that till much later. Right now the Gemara says, El Pshitami Daitai. So ultimately, Rava is going to come and answer this question. Right, Rava, the last line before the two dots, is going to answer this question: that the chayv, how can he go free? But in the meantime, the Gemara tries el pshita midaita, changes it. It's only midaita. Hakamash malan aydei achirimin aydei atzmei lai. Now this line, hakamash malan. What's our Mishnah telling us? It's going to the Mishnah, right? Hakamash malan. Kainas starts because aydei achirim. Hakamash malan ayadei achirim in ayadei atzmei loy. How do you know? Well, this line. It's talking about pshita midaita. So the Mishnah is talking midaita. He's doing it. David says, "Hooray! I'm going to go free. I want to go free." And someone else comes and someone else pays. Hakamash malan ayadei achirim in ayadei atzmei loy. Just touch this line. Who says maybe hakamash malan? Sayyai de'achem, sayyai de'atma. What's hokamash malay de'achem min ayde atma loy? Anybody? What? The Mishnah says kesav ayde achem. Why only ayde achem? Maybe even ayde achem. What? Someone else gives the money for him. Midaita. We're saying, El Pshita Midaita. But El Pshita Mishnah is talking Midaita. He's willing. Everyone's happy about it. They're sitting down to a deal. The Mishnah says, if someone else gives the money, it's good enough. So it's like, well, it's a day achayr. Achay achayr min, ayde atzmei loy. What do you mean, ayde atzmei loy? Maybe achayr min plus ayde atzmei. What? Why would say why? Maybe it means ayidei atzmei or ayidei achay. Why is the Gemara making such a deal? The Gemara is saying which one's a bigger chiddush. Sorry, yes. But maybe Amish holds Yesh Kinyan Leva B'lei Rabbi, and it could work both ways. We must try to make a deal. How come Ashma Yechayim in? I dare to say lie. Amish Kinyan B'lei Rabbi. I saw Kamash Malan. I dare Yechayim in? I dare. No, maybe how come Ashma Malan? Sayyai de Atzmai and Yesh Kinyan Leva B'lei Rabbi, and Sayyai de Yechayim. What? Is Tysus addressing it? They shun. Retirement. May Karad Nami Yadda Tamuda Dahakihu. Chidish the Mestisin. Kadamaka de Achayamina de Asmai Lai. What's a Chidish? Yashlamada Vasav May Karad Avi Chidish the Mestisin Mitarvayu.
Meshdechem b'diyuk adat me'lai u'mazel yisur v'sis ne'elu min adiyuk. So it's Taisa saying. Taisa saying adechem is pshita, and adeyasma is the chiddush. It's Taisa saying. Why is adechem the chiddush? Pshita. As Tesis is telling us that Aidei Acherim is Pshita, and the Chiddush is Lai Aidei Atzmai. Why is Aidei Acherim Pshita? Right, so you have to try to figure this out if it's Hashem for Sunday. On this sugya, really on the end of the sugya, there's a stipler, just the stipler is coming from Chav Gimel or Chav Zayin in the New Prince.